Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Dr. Michelle Henley, co-founder and CEO and principal researcher at Elephants Alive. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this public holiday. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
So what were the books that you read as a child?
Well, obviously a lot of natural history and formulating books by Dr. Ian Douglas Hamilton, Cynthia Moss, all about elephants mostly.
Really? So it's always been a passion?
Yes, always, since I was 5 years old.
All right, so tell me about Kring and a Boss then.
That's just an amazing book and a sad story because we've only got one Nasma elephant left in the country.
So there's unbelievable. And how big was that elephant population? I'm always fascinated by it.
Well, they moved quite a lot. So it's quite difficult to determine. It's also always very difficult to count forest elephants. But yeah, it was a certainly much bigger and a viable population. And that's the problem. I mean, that's what we're sitting with now, is that 57% of elephants on the continent are outside of protected areas, which makes them really very vulnerable.
Very high percentage. I'm quite surprised by that. And so the elephants within the reserves, I mean, obviously we know that there's poaching and there's... Well, is there still an ivory trade?
Oh, yes. I mean, we just had one catastrophic decline of elephants, one after the other, because of the ivory trade. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at it, the past 100 years, we've lost 97% of the African elephant continental population, which is horrific. I mean, we're dealing with the last 3%. And this is what's made them, I mean, just recently their status has been changed with the IUCN from vulnerable to endangered. And for the forest elephant, they've now been separated as different species. They are critically endangered. So, you know, elephants are really in trouble because they're large animals and they have, the same resource uses as us. They need space. They need a lot of food, they need a lot of water, and that always puts them in conflict with us.
So, I mean, obviously you're very involved and trying to find different ways of protecting the species. And what I read was really incredible, using technology today to try and safeguard the elephant population. Tell us how that's working.
Well, that's a real privilege. I mean, to look at elephants out there is one thing, but then to have the privilege to actually put an elephant to sleep and to fit it with these state-of-the-art tracking devices is just another level of involvement. And what we really feel is when you put these collars on elephants, they become storytellers. You know, suddenly their plight becomes our story because you can visualize where they're going, you can visualize what decisions they make, and then you can make these incredible maps to show people what's happening and how they're moving outside of protected areas. And what really is amazing is they become intelligence agents because they're very intelligent species. When there's a lot of conflict, they become nocturnal and they become secretive and their movements change totally. So if they know they're in a protected area, they'll move in a certain way. And then when they move outside of that particular area, they change their behavior totally.
Wow.
So you can actually, by watching their movements, you can see where is it safe and unsafe for elephants, even if you had no idea where protected areas were.
That's phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing. And, I mean, we're sitting with only 62% is suitable. Well, we've got 62%, which is suitable habitat for elephants. But they only are allowed to use 17% of that 62% because, you know, a human population is sort of squeezing them into corners.
Mm. An observation that we made as a family, and it could be completely, completely wrong, but it was just something that we all kind of felt, was we went up to Chobe a few years ago, and what we found there, where the elephants will walk through the streets of the village and go back to their areas, there was a lot. We got the sense that the elephants in that region were a lot calmer calmer and less stressed than, for example, in some of our reserves here. Is that something, or was that just a figment of our own imagination?
No. I'm sure that could be. You know, I'm not sure which year you went, because, you know, the poaching is increasing everywhere.
This was quite a few years ago, maybe even 10 years ago.
Yeah, so, you know, if there's a lull in the poaching, then elephants respond to that really quickly. And because they're so intelligent, they can actually, you know, they can, what we try and do is foster harmonious coexistence values where there's an interface between elephants and people. And, you know, that can be done if you're a subsistence farmer by protecting your crops with bees, because elephants are terrified of bees.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And then you can get a benefit from the honey.
Right.
And also by protecting your water sources. So there's various ways, and also just education in, that people can actually coexist with elephants.
Mm. Well, that is something that we noticed there is, you know, we would go to a shop in the village, and an elephant would be walking through the streets and no one took any notice. And we thought that was absolutely incredible, that you could have this coexistence.
That is amazing. I mean, I do feel I'm proudly South African, but at the same time, you know, I feel we've sort of closed something in our minds by fencing everything out or in. You know, we've lost our tolerance. So if an elephant's outside of a protected area, it's the end of the world, where, you know, you look at parts of Africa and it's certainly not the end of the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think, you know, because they need space, because we've taken most of their suitable habitats, because they're squashed in these corners, I think it's time for us to start thinking outside of the box and start having coexistence corridors linking protected areas. And this
wonderful.
Is where our tracking data is so amazing.
Absolutely.
Because it's showing us.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. What a fascinating conversation. Thank you for chatting to us, Dr. Michelle Henley, co-founder, CEO, and principal researcher at Elephants Alive. Isn't that just an incredible way and an incredible approach to coexisting, because I guess that's exactly what this is all about. It is 7:28. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.